Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Big Jim Kenny wrote his own editorial yesterday. That's kind of doubtful, but he had people write it and he signed it. It's in the Inquirer today. Headline, "We cannot allow the Starbucks incident to define Philadelphia." He's afraid that nationwide, this is the biggest problem. Now, just think, is there any reality check here? That nationwide, Philadelphia is being defined as a place, I guess, in Kenny's mind, based on this, where a bunch of racists wouldn't serve black men. Well, I'll take that back. Wouldn't allow black men to stay inside a Starbucks. You think that's needing a reality check? Are there other things that might define Philadelphia? Now, I remember when we talked about this was under Mayor Nutter. He allowed, and Governor Ed Rendell said I never would have allowed this. He allowed the parking authority to do the parking wars. Remember that? They began at the beginning of it was on A&E on Walnut Street, where there's a weird thing they have. You can't park, remember this, on Walnut Street, at least the last time I looked. It's not at 4 o'clock they open up all the traffic lanes. It's 3:30, at least on parts of it. So they're counting down on A&E, and then they yell, "Get them!" And everybody flies down the block writing tickets, towing, and doing everything. Remember that series? Maybe that helps to define Philadelphia. So I put it up on Facebook. What defines Philadelphia? As Kenny begins talking about today. By the way, my piece on the mind of Jim Kenny, deep inside the mind of Kenny. We have to work something up. We have inside the mind of Dom. The counter event would be inside the mind of Kenny. Ask the mind of Kenny a question. Inside the Mind of Kenny is my piece. Well, really, the political mind of Jim Kenny. Go to our website, 1210WPHT.com, and I lay out just taking a look at the Starbucks thing, how he handled, or the soda tax. So maybe the best post, the most positive one on Facebook asking what defines Philadelphia was Rocky. That's a good one. People flock. The Rocky statue is world famous. People come here, maybe, I think, more than the Liberty Bell. They want to go and see the Rocky statue. They've heard about it more. Creed 2 is coming out. There'll be more of that. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's a good one for the city of Philadelphia. So Kenny then goes through what happened here on Starbucks. And he talks about what the city is doing to clean all that up, what they have underway. City Council introduced a resolution calling for a hearing to examine the effectiveness of implicit bias training. Okay? All right, City Council, you don't need a hearing to know that this is idiotic. This is this pseudoscience. Now, these are the very people who pass resolutions against reparative therapy for people who, even adults, they don't want it, who go to a psychiatrist. Either they're not sure they're gay or they want to try to do something about it, that kind of thing. I don't think it's a good idea, but they banned it. But implicit bias, another pseudoscience here, says that you don't even know that you're biased in a situation, and this is a way to bring all that up. And they want more implicit bias training in Philadelphia. Now, this type of wacky stuff defines Philadelphia. Maybe Philadelphia is defined by the soda tax. How about remove the bulletproof glass? And this kind of segues into something that broke late yesterday. And I even have a little bit of sound of one Eagles player it became apparent, somebody said finally, somebody in the news media got this, that the Eagles have been invited to the White House. The Trump administration has invited them to the White House. And many times you've seen teams go to the White House during this time frame after they win the Super Bowl and before a training camp. Now, there are some, when they're going to play in Washington, they go that, but that's a little bit awkward. That throws off their schedule a little bit. So I see several Twitter polls out there, and one, 58% of people here in Philadelphia, the Philadelphia area, say, no, don't you dare go to the White House. And this all came up because somehow or another, the New York Times got Jeffrey Lurie apparently on tape or with several corroborating witnesses that when the players came in to hold up the NFL to stop some of the protests, you remember that, what was it, $89 million social justice warriors to buy them off. They said, well, we don't know if we can still trust the owners because you guys support Donald Trump, the worst sin of all. And Jeffrey Lurie assured them that that's not the case. He said, another fact I want to throw out there, many of us have no interest in supporting President Trump. Many of us view that Trump's presidency as disastrous. He encouraged his players' efforts to highlight and continue the kneeling if they so wished. All right, so I think if you took the poll in the Philadelphia suburbs right now, it might be 60-40 or more saying go to the White House. It's the office. It's not just Trump. This is a big accomplishment. It's arguably the biggest sports thing in our history. Maybe not even arguably, it is. If you took it in Philadelphia, I think it'd be the other way around. For those that care, anyhow. It probably would be 40-60 to say to go, not 60-40. So 855-839-1210. Here is Brandon Graham. He's on WIP. And he's asked about the White House visit. And he kind of runs all over the place. He doesn't seem to be anti-Trump per se, but maybe. Here's what he said when he was asked yesterday on WIP, Sports Radio 610 WIP, about the notion of going to the White House since they won the Super Bowl.
When you win the Super Bowl or you win a championship or whatever, a lot of times the team, most of the time, the teams go to the White House and you guys haven't went yet. So the news that came out today was that you know, you get Jeffrey Lurie and the organization, you guys are, everybody's talking about it. Do you think that you guys are going to go? Have there been discussions with you and some of the other veterans? And what's the status on that?
Well, right now I haven't talked to anybody. But, you know, I'm sure we'll all start talking about it as it get close. But right as of right now, I won't be there. You know, I'm going to be, you know, just here enjoying, waiting on the ring ceremony. Can't wait to look at the ring. You know, and, you know, once we figure everything out, I guess, you know, they'll see what they're going to do. But right now I haven't talked to anybody about it.
All right. But individually, you already know that you won't go, so.
Yeah, I'm going to relax, you know, enjoy, you know, this ring ceremony, whenever that is. That's what I'm, you know, more focused on right now.
All right. So that's Brandon Graham. Now, you know that 2, 3, 4 others, I'd set the over and under at maybe 5 guys, don't want to go. I don't know how to include him in there. He seems to be just deflecting it, but he's the one that's on the record yesterday. So 855-839-1210. I think to a lot of people, it's no surprise Jeffrey Lurie's response to this with Trump. It's no surprise at all. And here in Philadelphia, that plays well. Now, I was trying to go back and to see in other cities if people really ever objected to going to the White House. And the only one that we have in the Trump years would be last year. And some of the Patriots, 1 or 2 or 3, did not go. Did not seem to be, when I Googled it, though, widespread objection in the town, as liberal as Boston is. So I come back to Kenny and what defines Philadelphia. And this is just part of it. So when I think about it, what defines Philadelphia right now, I like Rocky. I think that's a universal. But most of the stuff that I have that defines Philadelphia are negative. Hostile unions holding back everything for the last 40, 50 years. Democrats in power for 68 years. I mentioned the parking wars And the latest thing is the mobs. You know, all kinds of mobs that come out and overrun anybody in Philadelphia that diverts from any kind of left-wing agenda. That's what Philadelphia has degenerated to. That's what I think of as the face or what defines Philadelphia. Certainly, nationally, does the Starbucks incident, are people sitting out there saying, yeah, I don't think I want to visit that town. It's a racist town. No, if anything, they either blame Starbucks, or when they hear the whole story, maybe they blame people like the mayor and others and think the police were right. Kenny's saying we can't be defined by Starbucks. Now, you know, the big elephant in the room that Philadelphia is often defined by that I reject, I still reject, and that is fans are animals. The lazy sports writers thing threw snowballs at Santa Claus. Yeah, they did, but it wasn't a Santa Claus. Some of them are animals, but how much more so than these other cities? That's kind of a lazy thing. That seems to have stuck on Philadelphia, though. But I'd love to hear from you. Maybe you moved to the area years ago, a few years ago. Maybe you're new now. What was the thing, if you could put a button on it? Don't say cheesesteaks. Oh, no, not the cheesesteaks. God, what do we do about the cheesesteaks? That's another part. You know, it's easy. Every Monday Night Football, every NBA game, the B-roll. Yeah. Cue the Liberty Bell and cue the cheesesteaks. Put those things in. Jim Kenney himself defines Philadelphia. This guy is what Philadelphia has degenerated into. He is the perfect mayor for this time. I mean, Michael Nutter was liberal. John Street was a bit fired up at times, without a doubt. But Kenny is the real deal. He is the left. He is the mob. He is the politically correct. In this piece, he talks about how much they've cut down on incarceration. He doesn't say, though, how much crime and violent crime has gone up. He praises his police chief for caving in, not telling us how he worked the police chief over, and he had to say what he said last week. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. And it's going to be very interesting to see if the Eagles go. I think they would be bigger heroes inside the city of Philadelphia if they said clearly, you know what, no thanks, we're not going to go there. We are not going to normalize Trump. I think if they were blunt about that, yeah, some of you people out in the suburbs are mad and you're going to say stuff. Everybody knows you're going to watch the Eagles. Everybody knows the NFL is essentially still going to do what it wants. I know it suffered this year because of the kneeling. And what Jeffrey Lurie, according to the New York Times, said, people are going to, yeah, but he won the championship. It's just that simple. It's that big. It is too big to fail. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210. 855-839-1210. So what defines Philadelphia in your view? And I bet you're not surprised. Now, I will be surprised if Villanova doesn't go or if there's a lot of back and forth. I mean, I don't know when that's going to happen with Villanova. And if the Sixers won, I'm starting to think about that. Would they go? Ben Simmons is one guy who probably wouldn't. So this is an area that's just hostile. And it's an area that does not agree that it's about the office. You ought to be honored to go there and be invited. It's not a chore. It's a custom. And you just have an attitude here, I think, that says, no, don't go. You don't have to go to this guy. Why would you go to a guy who's a racist, misogynist, up and down the line? And you could just think, if the Eagles won the Super Bowl and President Obama were president, would they have this much trouble with arrangements and we don't know when we can go? Or do you think maybe 30 seconds after they get up the parade float, they'd be on an Amtrak to Washington? And just imagine if they said, well, you know, we don't know if we want involved in this, be used. Here's one of their arguments. We don't want to be used to just be a political prop. We'll only go if we can have real discussions on all these things. Suppose they said that with President Obama. What would the reaction be? You can just imagine.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.